We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this radio show is being created and pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. Hi, I'm your host Sam Porter and this is Mojo Radio bringing you the most important news of the week. Starting with Australian news, Coles and Woolworths, the two major Australian supermarket chains, have reported massive profits despite consumers facing a cost of living crisis. Coles earned $1.1 billion for the past financial year and Woolworths made returns of $1.6 billion. Shoppers and unions are scrutinising the companies for what they're calling profiteering. Economists say a lack of competition for major supermarkets in Australia is contributing to increased profits. Emergency services are predicting a bushfire season on its way as potentially catastrophic as the Black Summer fires of 2019 and 2020. They say climate change is to blame for the increasing risk, with above average temperatures, increased vegetation, decreased rainfall and changing weather patterns all contributing. The Australasian Fire Authorities Council says the most at-risk areas are Queensland, New South Wales and the Northern Territory, with pockets in Victoria and South Australia also on high alert. Australians being urged to prepare and plan ahead. The Australian Electoral Commission has instructed voters to write either yes or no on the ballot for the approaching Voice to Parliament referendum, saying that a cross might not be counted. Ticks on the ballot, however, will be counted. Opposition leader Peter Dutton and the No campaign are outraged at the approach, saying the rule will favour a yes result in the referendum. The AEC clarifying the rule has been in place for 35 years without controversy. Former Melbourne school principal Molka Leifer has been jailed for 15 years for sexually abusing two students in her care. Leifer was sentenced in a Victorian court on Thursday for 18 sexual offences dating back two decades to her time in charge of a Das Israel school in Melbourne. Her victims were sexually abused by the now 56-year-old between 2003 and 2007 on school grounds and in her home. In international news, India has become the first country to land a spacecraft near the south pole of the moon. Chandrayaan 3 will spend 2 weeks on the moon's surface searching for frozen water and carrying out various experiments. The feat has been celebrated globally and has propelled India into the league of international superpowers. Deep trenches and many craters covering the surface of the south pole have made it difficult to previously land a spacecraft there. Less than a week ago, Russia's Luna 25 crashed in the area. And the 2024 US presidential debate kicked off this week, with former President Donald Trump choosing not to appear. Instead, Trump appeared in an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. When asked why he wasn't participating in the debate, Trump said there was no sense debating people who were behind him in the polls. The interview was posted on social media platform X immediately before the televised debate. Candidates in the Republican presidential race include Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, and Vivek Ramaswamy. And that is all for today. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, please log on to our website, mojonews.com.au.